From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, May 9th, 2025. Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry is urging the U.S. Supreme Court not to grant State Representative Laura Libby's emergency request to restore her voting rights in the Maine House of Representatives. Steve Missler has more.
Libby, a Republican from Auburn, was censured by Democrats in the Maine House in February for identifying and criticizing a transgender high school student in a social media post. She has since sued House Speaker Brian Fecteau, saying the censure violates her First Amendment rights and punishes her constituents. A federal judge and appellate court have issued preliminary rulings against those claims, saying that Fecteau was acting within the bounds of legislative immunity. Libby is now asking the Supreme Court to intervene. In response, Attorney General Fry says that the censure order doesn't punish Libby for her views, but that her targeting of a high school student violates the legislature's code of conduct. He also argues Libby can end the censure by apologizing for that conduct, and that she can still participate in the legislative process and receive benefits. In a separate brief, 14 Republican attorneys general backed Libby's claim that the censure order violates her rights. It's not yet clear when the court will rule on her application. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
At the same time, Fry is also challenging claims brought by the U.S. Justice Department, alleging the state violated a federal law designed to prevent discrimination against women and girls. Nicola Grisco has more.
Thursday's filing from Maine comes 3 weeks after the U.S. Justice Department sued the state and claimed that the Maine Department of Education is violating Title IX by allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' and women's sports. Maine law prohibits discrimination on the basis of gender identity. But recent executive orders from President Trump claim there are two genders and ban transgender women from competing in women's and girls' sports. Fry argues that the executive orders mischaracterize the meaning of sex as described in Title IX. And he says that the Trump administration is violating equal rights, due process, and spending clauses in the U.S. Constitution. A federal judge has set a rough timeline for the case, which could go to trial by early December. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
State lawmakers are considering increased oversight of the private vendors who transport MaineCare clients to medical appointments. Kevin Miller has more.
The state currently pays more than $70 million a year to help MaineCare patients without access to transportation get to the doctor, to the pharmacy, or to other non-emergency appointments. But MaineCare patients have complained for years about the difficulty of arranging rides. And they say the private contractors sometimes show up late or not at all, causing them to miss appointments or leaving them stranded far from home.
LD 1835 is about keeping that promise. It is about oversight, accountability, and transparency.
Republican Senator Rick Bennett of Oxford wants to require DHHS to create a publicly accessible dashboard that tracks the performance of transportation brokers. His bill would also establish an independent ombudsman to receive and investigate complaints about the network. Zoe Miller, with the group Moving Maine Network, says a DHHS evaluation completed 5 years ago recommended multiple changes.
We've been really honestly waiting to see if the department would implement these recommendations and make progress, and have just been, frankly, kind of forced to take this avenue to make something happen.
DHHS opposes the bill, saying they already collect and report many of the performance metrics proposed by Bennett. The department also says more staff would be needed to gather additional data and to work with a new ombudsman. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
York County Shelter Program suspended operations at its emergency adult shelter in Alfred today due to a lack of funding. But as Carol Bousquet reports, some of the shelter's programs will continue.
The 37 residents staying at the emergency shelter in Alfred are being relocated. Board spokesperson Kelly DeVoe says the family shelter will remain open until new housing can be found for the 16 women and children living there.
We're talking about women in incredibly vulnerable situations, very young children. You know, to know that we can at least keep that operating for this short time is huge.
Also saved is the food pantry that feeds up to 6,000 York County residents each month. DeVoe says York County commissioners allocated funds to help keep it operating with 23 full and part-time staff and volunteers, but 30 other staffers are being laid off. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
Parents voiced frustration about the investigation into the Mount Ararat boys ice hockey hazing scandal at a school board meeting on Thursday. Principal Chris Hoffman outlined plans to create a, quote, healthy, supportive athletic culture through extra training, more supervision, and team building at the same meeting. Andrea Cram, a parent of a player on the hockey team, says the information the school released about the investigation lacks transparency.
Vague language allowed harmful assumptions to take root, unfairly tarnishing the reputations of 35 players who had no involvement.
The hazing incident and subsequent investigation led the head coach of the team to resign and the rest of the season to be suspended, and some parents say the program has been irreparably harmed. Biddeford High School students were dismissed early this morning after a man with a firearm was spotted near the school. Superintendent of Schools Jeremy Ray says a student reported the man around 9 a.m. to the school resource officer, who called the police. The school was put into lockdown as police responded. Students were released at 11 a.m. Biddeford Police Chief Joanne Fisk says 21-year-old Mohammed Hussein Kamaluddin of Biddeford has been charged with possession of a firearm near a school. Fisk says the investigation is ongoing and more charges may be filed. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.